I'm Legsy, I'm 17, and all this happened. You might find that hard to believe, especially because I'm just 17. But that means you've been a bit luckier than me so far.
I'm on lonely street, age nearly 10.
Just to show you what I'm like, I'm going to start with me and Brady robbing a pub. The lady who ran it liked to drink, and we heard she'd leave the takings in the till overnight. Problem was, we'd had a nice night ourselves. So by the time we got in there, we weren't good for much.
I told you that alarm box was done. I can't get it open.
Well, yeah, let's have a go.
Oh, great.
Why would you lock an empty till?
She must have taken it all upstairs.
Let's get up there.
No, wait.
She'll just fall over and give us the money.
No, I don't fancy it. Wait, what about this charity bottle?
Nah.
Well, I'll get the top off. Or we can empty the change out.
You want to run around with pockets full of change? I want paper. It's Mott the Hopple, innit? My granddad loves them. He's always playing it when I come round.
Don't ask! Get it off! Well, let's have some of this.
Score!
Who's there?
We're the music inspectors, love. From the council.
Yeah, and you failed. We're gonna have to tax you.
There's no money!
There's no money! We know that, you dopey tart. Call this a pub.
I'd run the police.
Oh, of course you have. Oi, Brady, come on, let's have some of these bottles.
Yeah. Has she got any Glenfiddich?
You prat, come on.
Hey, what'd you get?
Vodka, Cristo, what's yours?
I don't know. Tastes like cough syrup.
Good boy, get it down.
Yeah, let's go to Jodie's flat.
She don't want to see you no more. Haven't you got that in your thick head yet?
Well, she might if I brought some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, because she loves her old tics in it. It's old Jodie. Oh, man.
Over this fence, we can get out onto Telscombe Road.
Just pick us up on the field. We'll split up, yeah?
Suit yourself. Later, Lexi.
Well, later.
As it happened, I never ran into Brady no more. It's like that with me. It's okay. But there was something going on that night. The feds should have gone down Telscombe Road after Brady and waited for him on the field, but they didn't. They came after me. They couldn't stop me, and I was just going to keep on running, and we all knew that. They couldn't be bothered with the hard work, so in the end, they just drove into me with a car.
Ah! There he is! Get in! Get
on!
Him, turn!
Ah!
Get
off! Get off! You're hurting me, man! You're hurting me!
Ryan!
Get off!
I'm arresting you.
Same old, same old.
Except it wasn't the same old, same old. But I didn't find out until later. There I am in the cell, flat out on the mattress, the room going round and round and me wanting to puke.
You never stop whinging, do you?
What?
Even when you were a little boy, you got the slightest knock, you'd always go crying to your sister.
Grandpa, you're dead.
So I am. But I bet I feel better than you do right now.
Like 10 years you're dead. What are you doing in here?
What are you doing here, more like? Are you planning to spend the rest of your life inside?
They knocked me over with a car.
What were they supposed to do? You weren't going to stop.
They could have killed me.
They might have stopped your thieving.
Gee, me talking to grandpops. I don't believe it. Do you like Mott the Hopple and all?
It's Mott the Hoople, you plank.
Grandpa's telling me off. Oh, this is great. It must be the crystal. I'm going to nick some more.
Don't you dare. I might have snuffed it, but I'm not having you do any more thieving. Look at the state of you.
It's not my fault if they're always on my back. It's persecution.
Whinge. I expected more from you. I really did.
Oh, you did you? Is that why you walked away, yeah, to help me?
I didn't walk away.
Oh, yeah? So what? I was in the biggest hole I've ever been in. It felt like they were dropping rocks on me every day. That's when you think you'll go walkabout.
You got a bad mouth on you, boy. Just like your old man.
Don't say that. Don't you dare say that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what did happen back then?
Don't you remember?
I was only 4. I couldn't have been in any trouble then.
Of course you couldn't.
Well, go on. Well, you always wanted to know why it happened.
Oh dear, didn't they tell you to bring me a coffee?
What did your last slave die of?
Back chat, so watch it.
What have you got that couldn't wait till the morning?
Oh, Tim and Davey brought this kid in. They think he's into the flood field thing.
Really? Good old Tim and Davey.
Oh, and here's your paperwork.
just 17.
Oh, he still gets kiddie prison.
I'd better get started. Which cell is it?
No, you can't talk to him yet. He's been on the vodka. The FME says he won't be fit for interview for another couple of hours.
So, why the hell did you get me out of bed?
Because of how you light up every room with sunshine the second you walk through the door.
Get your own coffee.
I remember our house. It was like a ghost town. Nobody there apart from us kids.
Your mum had had enough. She oofed it early on.
Was it us?
Of course it wasn't you. It was Billy, your dad.
Where'd she go?
Last I heard, she was in South London working in the bookies. I don't know. I thought she had more bottle.
Did he used to hit her?
He used to hit all of you. Your mam, Chloe, Charlotte, Ash, and you. All the time.
I remember that.
Here you go. I made you especially strong because I like you.
How does a baby like him get mixed up in something like Flood Field?
You should know that by now.
God, I need another job. Had he been with the gang for a while?
Dunno. I guess we'll find out when the DCI talks to him.
I'm going to speak to his old care worker. If I can find her. Why can't they ever keep a file together in that place? Oh, look, forget it. I'm going home. Call me when the DCI gets here.
Oh, well, consider yourself called. All right, Mr. Taylor.
Sorry, Donna. If I can't sleep, you can't either. There's some things in this file I want to run through with you, if you don't mind.
Dad used to be out of work all the time, didn't he?
And the rest. He's never had a job in his life. He'd leave you on your own while he went down a pub. Chloe was brilliant with you all.
You used to come round, didn't you? I remember you bringing her sweets.
Well, she was only 11. She could cook and clean and everything for you. I used to come round and do what I could. I'd stop off at the burger shop and get you some grub.
Well, I remember that. Yeah.
We had to make it so as he didn't know I'd been. He'd have gone mad.
Are you scared of him?
Yeah. I suppose I was.
I remember you breaking in that time.
He found some burger wrapper or something and he realised someone had been in. He locked you in, he didn't feed you for 2 days. What else was I going to do?
So what happened at the end? Well, I remember the police coming.
All right, sweetheart, rise and shine. The FME tells me you should now be restored and capable of conversing with our esteemed Mr. Taylor.
Can't he see you, Grandpa?
I'm just here for you.
The doctor's supposed to examine me again.
Oh, well, I am sorry, but he's a very important doctor and is extremely busy at this precise moment.
He means he can't be bothered.
Up you get.
This isn't a formal interview as yet. I just want to go through a few things and suggest a couple of solicitors for you.
I don't need a solicitor.
I think it's in your best interest.
You're a DCI, aren't you? Are you desperate or what?
Beg your pardon?
All this for a break-in? It's sad. Just charge me and put me up in front of the magistrate.
Doesn't he know?
He was pretty drunk when they picked him up.
Fantastic. Have you any idea where we arrested you?
Yeah, I turned over a pub. Well, I didn't really. I nicked a bottle of vodka. So what?
I kind of stopped listening just for a moment. He started talking about Lukey and I didn't like what he was saying. And anyway, I was thinking about being back in the house with my sisters and Ash. I remember him knocking Charlotte over and chasing me and Ash up into our bedroom. We tried to lock the door, but he busted in. I remember Ash's bunk bed going flying across the room. I remember Ash going flying across the room. One day, that day you come round, we'd had enough. We all lined up like in a war film, staring at the floor, rank and number, that's all.
Oh, I bet that made him pleased.
Yeah. It didn't work too good. I remember you banging on a window.
He's not listening. He's still drunk. He should be given more time.
He's not drunk. Not at all. He's remembering what happened. You're thinking about Flood Fields, aren't you?
Did he start on you then?
Yeah, he came out the back and gave me a good hiding. But then he got bored of that and went back inside. He locked me out. I looked through the window and I saw him walk into the room with his big stick.
I remember your face. You were looking at me through the window.
What did you do, Grandpa? You walked away, didn't you? I knew you did. I knew you just left us to it.
I didn't walk away. I didn't.
Oh, yeah? Well, go on then. What did you do?
Oh, forget it. Forget it.
Grandpa.
I shouldn't have come. I can't do this.
Grandpa. But don't go. I knew you'd go. You always go. Even though you're a ghost, you go. You're bloody useless.
Let me spell it out.
Go for it, big fella.
Your friend, Luke Jolly. You were with him when he died, weren't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. You can't make me anyway. You got to talk to me about what you arrested me for. That's the rules. And if you want to go on about a bottle of vodka all night, that's your loss.
The thing is, Legsy, we didn't arrest you for the bottle of vodka. What you were out doing that night is entirely up to you. Your friend Luke was murdered. You know how bad it was. And I want to know exactly what you had to do with it. That's what you're in here for.
So we've heard that 17-year-old Legsy is in big trouble because he's got himself caught up in a murder case, and we'll hear more about that later on through the week. But for now, we're going to concentrate on exactly what happened to Legsy when he was 4 years old, as we heard in that bit of the drama there. His mum was long gone, and he's been living with a violent and drunken father. Poor old granddad seems powerless to do anything about it. And we know from what Legsy said is the police were actually called in. Now, what we want you to do at this point is to ask some questions. If you want to take part, then all you have to do is call us on 08459 570057. Remember, the decisions are actually made at this point, as Legsy is 4 years old, will have a massive impact on the rest of his life. So what should be done? We'll find out what you think in a moment. With us in the studio, we have Legsy. Hi, Legsy. Hi.
Hello.
And also Donna, his social worker. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
We'll take some thoughts in just a second, but Legsy, I wonder if I could start off and just ask you what you remember from that day that the police were actually called in.
I remember we was all in the room, and then Grandpa came round, and then Dad took Grandpa out the back, had a word with him, and then came back inside and left Grandpa out there, and then he came into the room with his big stick and shut the door behind him, and then out through the door I looked out the window, and I can see Grandpa at the back, just standing there, doing nothing, and that's pretty much it.
So, what happened next after that?
At the time, there were just loads of people to me, but obviously now I realise there were social services and police, and they all came into the house and took us all away.
So social services were called in?
Yeah.
Do you remember much about where you went after that?
I was only four at the time, but me and Ash got taken to one care home, and then Charlotte got taken to, to this day, I haven't seen Charlotte.
Right,
since
okay.
Today. And then Chloe got taken to, obviously, another care home, but I found that out later.
Okay.
I found out later.
Donna, social worker, is with us. Hi. Thanks for coming in. Is that a fairly typical story when trouble happens at home, that the children are taken straight out of the home like that?
No, I think we have to stress that this was actually probably the end of quite a long process.
Right. Presumably, the idea would be to try and keep the family together as much as possible.
Absolutely. It's always, I believe, certainly, ideal to keep a family together. Sometimes due to a lack of resources, it's not possible to keep a large family like that with four children all under one roof together. It's not ideal.
What do you mean all under a roof? We had a house. Why don't you just... Like, we was fine. We had our own house. Why didn't you take Dad away?
Well,
we'd been fine.
It would have been, again, we'd have had to get a conviction with your father. It would have been a very long, drawn-out process. We obviously had to get you out then and there, get you out of the situation. It's not something that I agree with, I have to say.
But, I mean, you're obviously very unhappy about this. And you say you haven't seen one of your sisters since?
No. So, well, obviously, like, me and Ash went, and then I've seen Chloe since, but Charlotte, to this day, I haven't seen Charlotte. I don't know where she is.
That's quite an indictment on the system, though, isn't it, Donna?
Right, yeah, it is. I mean, But there is also the possibility that, you know, there are things that I can do. I can work with Lexi to help him find his sister, but there's always the possibility that, Charlotte herself might not want to be found.
Oof.
I think that might well be the case after this amount of time.
Okay, there's a lot more to go at here, but let's have a quick thought from Liz in Lansing. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Hi, you're through to Donna and Lexi.
Hello, Donna. Hello, Lexi.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
I was separated from my brothers and sisters at the age of 14. It was a violent and sexual relationship with my father, who was put into prison, and we were taken into care. We moved around various care homes, and we were separated. At one point, we were in Barnardo's, where we were all together for a while, and then we came and moved on, and we were completely separated. Now, I didn't see my brothers and sisters until I was in my mid-20s, and I had a letter one day. I didn't know how to contact them, and I had a letter one day from the Salvation Army suggesting that I might be this person that my younger sister and my younger brother wished to contact.
Right, so they
I was.
Yeah.
And I contacted them, but my other brother and sister I've never seen since I was 14 years old.
How's that affected you, do you think, not knowing your brother and sister?
Only being part of a family. My own family, my children, we're very, very close to each other. And there just seems to be an auntie and uncle missing. They've never known them, and I remember my sister's birthday, my brother's birthday, it's imprinted on my mind. But I never see them,
right.
And I don't know where they are, I've no idea.
So that's obviously made a big impact on you. Lexi, I don't know whether it helps to know that there are other people who are in the same situation as you.
I guess it helps a bit to know you look like completely on your own. And I do feel for this. I know how she feels.
Sure. Any advice for Lexi, who's in exactly the same situation?
How did you find your... Who did you say it was?
It
the
was
Salvation...
My sister found me. Salvation Army
right.
are brilliant at tracing relatives.
Right.
And what they do, they write to the people who they think are the relatives that want to be traced. They write to them and they say, we're sending you this letter. We think that you might be this person who this other person is wishing to trace.
All right.
If you don't want contact with them, you can write a letter to us, we'll pass it on, and we will say that you're well, but you don't wish to have contact.
Okay, Liz, right. That's really good. Thanks for
that. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks for your call. I've got a text in from Jenny, and maybe this is one for you, Donna.
Right.
I mean, she basically wants to know how social services got involved in the first case. I mean, how did they know that there was a problem?
Social services were contacted by the police, and the police were contacted by a member of Lexi's family who
what?
Was very it was your granddad, Lexi, that actually initially called the police. Did you not know that? I'm sorry.
No, I
did think that you were aware of that. It was actually Lexi's granddad.
Mm.
So, you know, at least he didn't just leave you to fend for yourself. He did care about you. He did try to do something.
Is that how you said that he was trying to help?
Well,
your granddad.
I didn't know that. I had no idea that he did anything at all. It's a bit of a shock, to be honest. I guess he couldn't have done anything physically to Dad, but I still don't understand why we split up. I got to be
well
honest.
We've sort of heard that one of the problems is just the, I guess, is it a money thing? There's not enough money around?
I would say so.
It doesn't help you, does it?
No.
It doesn't.
We actually have got some bits here, that snippets from an audience who've all already sort of seen some of the action that plays. So let's have a listen to what some of them had to say and just see if they come up with some extra questions. Let's see what they have to say.
Splitting them up seems to me to be the worst possible thing. The family would have been better in simple conditions of sharing a bed and that sort of thing, but being together where they had felt secure within their family group rather than having a bedroom each and that sort of thing because they couldn't be accommodated. I'm sure that would have been better for them.
Donna, ideal world?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because you have to follow certain protocols, and it's all very well to say, oh, put them all in, they were sharing a bed and sharing a room, but we have to have certain standards and protocols, and that's a little bit of a simplistic view, okay. I think, to be honest.
Well, I wonder why the mother couldn't be contacted, and couldn't she take the children? There's some support, you know, getting support for the mother and financial support, and couldn't she take her four children and live with them? I wonder whether that wasn't an option.
Lexi, tell us about that. Your mum.
What about her?
I mean, was she on the picture? Could she have helped out? Could you have gone to live with her?
I don't know. I was four at the time, so I didn't have a clue.
Do you know where your mum is now?
No.
So just not an option. Not an option, that one.
I'm just wondering why social services went in and actually sort of split the family apart in what sounded like an emergency. It's quite intense, quite dramatic, and I know you weren't there. And actually, are there not social services that can support the father, try and source the mother, and actually go into the family home as what it was and try and actually construct rather than destruct?
Okay, Donna, that might be a way forward. Could they have stayed in the home with the father?
I'd like to make it clear that, you know, this wouldn't have been the first contact this family had with the police or with social workers or social services. I believe that, you know, that there would have been a lot of contact before that. There would probably have been offers of help to the father. There would have been attempts to trace the mother. I mean, this really was a last resort.
Last resort. Okay.
I don't understand why we got split up. We still could have just stayed in the house. If you just got Dad out of the way... Like, we was looking after ourselves anyway.
No,
like,
but
Chloe was, like,
sister,
looking after us and stuff.
Yeah, but Chloe was 11. Lexi, can't leave you. I mean, I don't agree with this situation at all.
I know she was 11, but she was still looking after us. Like, what? It doesn't matter. Guys, we're grandpa.
We're going to have to leave it there.